As with the maturity number, the rational thought number also makes a connection between a number that is derived from the date of birth and a number that is derived from the full name. Let's look at this number. Its influence is very strongly felt, but only rules in a very narrowly defined area, the rational thought number. Although this number is not used by many numerologists, it gives a good indication of how a person thinks, how a person approaches problems, the kind of practical challenges we encounter every day, not so much the emotional troubles. That area belongs to the balance numbers we have discussed earlier. In other words, pretty much what the name rational thought represents. The rational thought number is the result of adding the sum of your first name at birth and your day of birth. Here again, after some contemplation, we realize how perfect this fits into the patterns we've discussed throughout this course. Your first name at birth is more representative of your physical and material world. Although this number is minor compared to the more important core numbers, it is also more narrowly defined as far as how it influences you. This number, the sum of all the letters of your first name at birth, is called your key. When interpreting this number, think of it as the key to how you experience and deal with matters concerning your worldly existence. Your day of birth, as we discussed earlier, throws some more light on the life path you walk, how you approach that road, your attitude, and so forth. The result of adding your key, the sum of what most narrowly defines your material experience of life, and your day of birth, is your rational thought number. This also shows us how important and helpful it is to be very aware of where a number is found in your chart. As I mentioned before, the emotional you, when you experience emotional turmoil, just going through a hard time on an emotional level. The balance number, the attributes of your balance number come to the foreground and deal with the situation. When you are approaching problems or trying to understand something not on an emotional plane but on an intellectual plane, it's the rational thought number that tells us how you will approach that.